Today's daf is Makis Daf Ches, and we are in the middle of the Amid, about 30 lines from the bottom of Daf Zayin Amid Beis. So yesterday, at the very, very tail end of the daf, we began the second perek in Masechtas Makis, a completely new sugya, the sugya of Golos. So the Torah says that if somebody kills somebody, b'mezid, he's chayiv misas bezdin, misas sayif. If somebody kills somebody b'shoigik, he has to go to Golos. Golos was one of the Ari Miklot, one of the Batei Halevi'im. He had to be there ad mois Kohen Gadol. For whatever reason, when the Kohen Gadol died, he now was considered to have kapara. At this point, he was allowed to leave Golos. Either way, the first sugya here in Perek Eloi Nagoylin discusses some of the nuances in terms of what the definition of Shoigig is as it relates to Ritzicha B'Shoigig. And as we saw just from learning the Gemara already briefly, that what's considered Shoigig, Le'inyin Ritzeach B'Shoigig, isn't necessarily the same as what's considered Shoigig when it comes to Hilcha Shabbos, where the halach is if someone's Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigig, he would have to bring a Karban Chatas. Either way, a lot of nuances in terms of levels of Shigaga, so there's subtleties in the sugya. Obviously, whenever you have sugyas that deal with subtle svaras, each svara, each right turn, left turn, raya, iba yisema, havamina maskana, ni chikul adas, but we of course do what we do. The first yisoid that the Mishnah mentions is that the only time somebody is chayiv golas for killing somebody b'shoigig is if the act that he was involved in that caused the ritzicha b'shoigig was done b'derech nefila. But if it was done b'derech aliyah, then the halach is he's not going to be chayim. And the Mishnah gave three examples of what derech nefila is and what derech yirid is. The first one is somebody's working on his roof and he has a roller and he's smearing tit on his roof. So if he was pushing, it was derech yirida, it falls, it kills somebody, he's going to be chayiv misa, or he's going to be chayiv gos. Additionally, if somebody was mishalshol b'chavis, somebody had a chavis and he was lowering it from his roof, it fell, it killed somebody, being that it's derech yirida, if it happened b'shoigig, he's going to be chayiv golos. And then finally, if somebody himself was yoyred b'sulon, he was walking down a ladder, he himself slipped, he fell and he killed somebody, he'd be chayiv golos. But if you took all three of those cases and you reversed it, you did it not in the motion of going down, but rather moving up. So for example, you're pulling the magela towards you, or you're lifting a chavis, or you're walking up a ladder, being that it's derech ali, it's not derech yirida, in all three of those cases, halach is not going to be chayiv golos. So says the Gemara, and we went through this quickly at the end of the daf, but we'll just chazer it over and segue into today's daf. Somebody who's going up a ladder, and as he's going up the ladder, v'nishmat hashliva mitachtav, he puts his foot on one of the steps of the ladder, one of the rungs of the ladder, v'nafla, that rung falls, v'harga, and it kills somebody. Ma'o, what's the halacha? Meaning, is he chayiv golos or is he not chayiv golos? What's the shayla? Ki aigavna aliyah or yiridahi? Do we look at it as derech aliyah or do we look at it as derech yirida? On the one hand, he's walking up the ladder. So from that standpoint, it's derech aliyah. But then again, what killed the person was the rung, and it killed because he pressed his foot down on the rung. That was a downward motion. So maybe you should look at it as derech yirida. Amalei. So he told him back, kvar nogata b'yirida sheitz derech aliyah. Really, what this is, it's a case of yirida, true, because putting your foot down, applying pressure downward, is technically a derech yirida motion, but you're doing it because you're trying to walk up the ladder. Just from the physics standpoint, the way you walk up is by putting your foot down, and that gives you now the push to be able to move upwards. But the point is, it's yirida shetzarech chaliyah, so what? And that's the previous brisa that we had, where the Gemara was dashing all the different sukkim, one of which was that a yirida shetzarech chaliyah, the halacha is, it's viewed as a derech yirida, and you're going to be chayiv golos. Eisvei, the Mishnah, after it mentioned the halacha of derech yirida, derech yirida, the Mishnah mentioned the klal. It was the last line of the Mishnah. Zeh klal. Kol shebederech yirida say goyla, shelo bederech yirida say eina goyla. And we know whenever the Mishnah says zeh klal, it's coming to be marba something. So at first glance, what exactly is the riboy? So the Gemara says, maybe it's this sugya. Maybe it's yirida shetzarech chaliyah. How so? Eisvei zeh haklal. When the Mishnah mentioned the rule, kol shebederech yirida say goyla, shelo bederech yirida say eina goyla, shelo bederech yirida say asuye mai. What's coming to be marba, something that I wouldn't have realized is shaloi b'derech yirida, And now we're coming to be marba and say that it is shaloi b'derech yirida. Isn't it coming to be marba this case, the case of yirida shitzarech aliyah? And if that's the case, what the Mishnah is saying is kol shaloi b'derech yirida se'enoi goyla, the rabbis yirida shitzarech aliyah, that it's considered derech aliyah, not derech yirida. But the Gemara says, if you want to tell me that the Zeh HaKlal, the Mishnah, is coming to include yirida shitzarech aliyah, then why only say that the Seifa, the second part of the Zeh HaKlal, is being marba yirida shitzarech aliyah? Maybe the Reisha, maybe the first part of the Zeh HaKlal is being marba yirida shitzarech aliyah. When it says kol shav derech yirida say lasuye mai, shouldn't you say the same thing? Lav lasuye kei gavno. So it's for that reason. It's, you can't tell me that the Mishnah is coming to be marba yirida shitzarech aliyah, because zil hacha vizil hacha. What then is the Mishnah coming to be marba? So yirida shitzarech aliyah is going to be chayiv based on the braisa. And if somebody's walking up a ladder and he pushes downwards as he's walking up, it's yirida shitzarech aliyah, kvar nogata be yirida shitzarech aliyah, you're going to be chayiv. Okay, so that leaves us in cheshbin with a question. When the Mishnah says Zeh HaKlal, kol she b'derech yirida say goyla, v'shelo b'derech yirida say ein goyla, it's not coming to include neither the Reisha or the Seifa of the Halacha of Yirida Shitzarech Aliyah. What then is it coming to include? Says the Gemara, Lasuye Katsa. It must be, it's coming to be marba, a case regarding the butcher. Hachinami Lasuye Katsa. Meaning both the first part and the second part of the Zeh HaKlal is coming to be marba, the Halacha regarding the Katsiv. The Tanya, who's this butcher? Katsiv, show you my Katsiv. There was a butcher who was doing what he does. He was butchering. Tana Chal, the one Brisa says, Lafanov, if as he was swinging his cleaver, his knife that he uses to cut meat, forward, and the top of it slipped off, and he accidentally killed somebody, he'll be chayiv. La'achrov, if the motion, however, that he was doing that killed somebody was behind him, pot. V'tanya, the another braisa said, la'achrov, if he was swinging it behind him and he killed somebody, b'shoyki chayiv goes. L'fonim, if he did it forward, pot. V'tanya, there's a third braisa that said, bein l'fonim, bein l'achrov chayiv. It doesn't matter if it's in front of you or behind you, you're always going to be chayiv. V'tanya, there's a fourth braisa that said, bein l'fonim, bein l'achrov potter. So what's going on over here? You have four braises that all contradict each other. But it's not a stira. Can be a rida. The rule of thumb is the rule of our Mishnah. If it's derech yirida, you're going to be chayiv. If it's derech aliyah, you're going to be potter. So we're not butchers. But the truth is, if you think of the motion that's involved in swinging this cleaver, so what happens is you would have to swing it down a little bit to bring it up. Then you'd bring it behind your back, which means it's now going back again behind your back. And then you'd bring it back up to do your chop. So there's an upward movement and a downward movement, lefanov. And there's an upward movement and a downward movement, la'achrov. And that's the rule. It doesn't matter really if it's lefanov or if it's la'achrov. What matters is if it's derech yirida or it's derech yirida. And all these different braises that attribute different laws to the cases are talking about different nuances, different snapshots within this one motion that the Katsav used to do. And the Gemara just goes through it. Kan be yirida shalafanov the aliyah shalachrov. The brisa that says lafanov chayev lachrov pater. Lafanov means when it was derech yirida lafanov. Laachrov pater is when it was derech aliyah laachrov. Kan ba aliyah shalafanov the yirida shalachrov. The brisa that says that your pater lafanov and your chayev laachrov is when the lafanov motion was aliyah and then you killed, but the laachrov motion was yirida. Kan the brisa that says that your chayev lefanav ulachrov is talking about the yirida shalafanav vishalachrov, both with derech yirida, and the brisa that says you're both potters, kam baliyah shalafanav vishalachrov. The bottom line is, it doesn't matter if it's lefanav ulachrov. That's why you have a brisa that says lefanav chayev, lefanav potter, lachrov chayev, lachrov potter, because lefanav ulachrov is not the point. The point is it derech yirida or is it derech aliyah? If it's a derech yirida motion lefanav, you're going to be chayev. If it's a derech yirida motion lachrov, you're going to be chayev. If it's a derech aliyah motion lefanav, you're going to be potter. If it's a derech aliyah motion la'achrov, you'll be potter. The bottom line is, when the Mishnah says, Zeh HaKlal, kol shev derech yiridasa goyla, v'shaloi b'derech yiridasa yeinei goyla, it's the rabbi's the katzav. That this butcher, I guess there was some havamina that maybe you should look at it differently, but the bottom line is, the way you look at it, is that any motion that he does, bein lefanav, bein la'achrov, that's b'derech yiridasa goyla, any motion that he does, whether it's lefanav la'achrov, shaloi b'derech yiridasa, the halach is not going to go to God. Zok the Gemara, le'im b'kitanoi. This shaila of somebody was walking up a ladder. V'nishmat hashliva mitachtav. Rav Avoh shaila, the rung fell downwards and killed. Do you look at it as derech aliyah? Do you look at it as derech yerida? So the Gemara says, l'chura, it would seem to you machlokes tana. Bryce says, hey, if somebody's walking up a ladder, v'nishmat hashliva mitachtav. Tani chad chayiv etani edach pater. So one Bryce said chayiv, one Bryce says pater. This was literally Rav Avoh shaila. So clearly, somebody's going up a ladder, but v'nishmet ha-shliva mi-tachtav, there's a braisa that says chayv, there's a braisa that says patah. So isn't it mefurish machloikis tanoim? My la b'hokim. If we get the marasav yirida, he marasav aliyah, the Gemara says loy. It's not mukhach. Could be everybody really is going to hold that aliyah. Maybe everyone holds that it's really an aliyah. V'loy kasha, kan l'ne zokin, kan le golos. When is there in halacha that the only time you chay is if it's derech yirida, but if it's derech aliyah, you're going to be potter? That's regarding golos. This chiddush of our Mishnah, that you only chay b'derech nefila, you're not going to find anywhere in Bava Kama, in Bava Metzia, in Bava Basra. The only time you find this halacha is when you learn the second parak of Masechtas Makis, because it's an exclusive halacha to the laws of golos. It's learned out from a pasuk. Vayapil ola vayomois, v'huloi oyev loy v'loi mevakish ro'asai. It's a parshas Masse. It's in the parsha of the Ritzech b'shoigig. It says vayapol, and we learn from there b'derech nefila. But let's say in Hilchas Nezakin, if somebody's a mazik, if someone's a chayv b'chaveri, and he does it b'derech aliyah, avada, you're going to be chayev. There's no question you're going to be chayev. So it says the Gemara, it could be there's no stira between the two brises. It could be the brisa that says potter is because that Tana held that it's considered derech aliyah, and for that reason, you're going to be potter. Either the price that says chayiv, that price I'm talking about galus. That price is talking about nezakin. And in nezakin, avada you're going to be chayiv. You're going to ask me a kasha, why are you chayiv in nezakin? You're a shoygeg. Aren't you a shoygeg? When we say chayiv potter, when you killed somebody, we mean chayiv galus, because you're only a shoygeg. So if you're shoygeg, what's the tzad that you should be chayiv? Nezakin, the Torah says, Adam Mu'ud La'ilam. We know that in Hilchas Nezakin, Bein Shoygeg, Bein Mezid, Bein Oynes, Bein Ratzon. So it's true you're a Shoygeg. If you kill someone, you're going to be Chayiv Golas. If you mazik someone, you're going to be Chayiv like a regular mazik. Because when it comes to Nezakin, there's no nafgemina. There's no nafgemina between Shoygeg and between Mezid. There actually is a nafgemina when you learn the Sugyas and Chayiv B'chaveiroi, Boishas. You're only Chayiv if you mavayish somebody. But Mezid, you're not Chayiv if you Chayiv, if you mavayish somebody. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara very simple. One Bryce is talking about Nezakin, one Bryce is talking about Golas. Everybody's saying another Teretz, and this is another subtle Svara. Havaha, the Golas. Maybe both prices are talking about golos, like kasha hoda aslia, hoda aslia. One case was talking about where the rung that fell down and killed was wormy. What's the point that it was wormy? It was drooping down a little bit. And because it was drooping down a little bit, over there, you have to be ma'ayv in the Rishonim, take a look at the Ritva, to understand the Svar a little bit. But basically, the point is that being that it was drooping already, when you stepped on it, it's considered more of a derech yirida. As opposed to when you walk on a firm rung, and you now are walking up, but somehow, b'derech agav, because you're pressing down to get up, that causes the rung to fall. Maybe that would be considered derech aliyah. So when there's something already wrong with the step, with the rung, and it's already bending down a little bit, that downward motion is considered as a derech yirida motion, as opposed to if it's a firm, strong one, not. Iba yaseima, same teretz, but just a different reason why maybe the rung was a little weaker, not because it's worming. But like kasha, stop. One of them is a little firmer, the other one is a little bit less firm.
Watch the quality of the rung make a difference in that.
It's a very good kasha. You see, after that's what I meant when I said I'm Berishonim. Meaning, it's a good kasha. It's not so clear. From my motion, I'm doing the same thing. The person himself is doing the same thing.
His foot is going down. When on a warming one, his foot is going down before it breaks, so his foot is actually moving the rung down because it's warpy, so it's actually derech yirida.
Because as you're stepping into it,
it's going down, and then it breaks, then it falls.
But the other case, I think the Rishonim say, is like viewed more as a grama. But I think what Yankee is saying, that's as far. Either way, Zokta Mishnah right there. Nishmatam Barzel Mikitoi. So one of the psukim that describe Ritech B'shoigik is Vashe Yovoi Esrei Eyu Bayar. I'm reading the pasuk from the side. So person, he's in a yar, he's in a forest. Lachtoi Veitzim. He was hacking holtz. V'nitcha Yodoi Bagarzel Lichrei Soeitz. So he picks up the axe. He's about to chop the wood. V'noshal HaBarzel Min Ha'etz. So it's a little bit ambiguous what happened, and we're going to see in the Mishnah, it's actually Machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim exactly what happened. But the barzel, that's the metal part of the axe, now went, min ha'etz, umotz esreyeyu, it killed his friend, b'shoikik, hu yonos alachas ahore mo'ele, b'choy, in order to live, to save himself, to spear himself from the wrath of the Goyal Adam, so he's given Ore Miklot, run away to one of these cities, that's where you're going to be saved. So this is one of the psukim that describes Tzicha B'Shaik. Sok to Mishnah, Nishmata Barzel Mikitei V'Horak. If the barzel, if when the person was chopping wood, the metal part of the axe flung off, hit somebody and killed him. Rebbe Oimer, Rebbe says, in that case, Eina Goyle, you don't go to Golos. That's not the case of the Pasuk. That's not what the Pasuk means when it says, V'nashal ha-barzal minoetz. The Chachamim say, no, just the opposite. Good, that's when you do go to Golos. Min ha-etz ha-mispakeya. What about if, as the person's chopping wood, so he hits the wood, and part of the wood that he hit now flies, hits somebody and kills him. Rebbe says, Goyle, it's in that case that you're going to go to Golos. The Chachamim say, ain't a Goyle, no. In that case, you're not going to go to Golos. So there's a machloikis, literally, menakotze alakotze, from sea to shining sea, in terms of how you understand Pashu Pshad and the Pasuk, that describes the Retzach B'Shoikik. There's a person, he's in a wood, he's chopping, he's on a forest, he's chopping wood, V'nashal ha-barzel min ha-etz. According to Rebbe, what it means is you hit the wood, and the wood that you hit went and killed somebody. According to the Chachamim, V'nashal ha-barzel, the barzel itself went off the top of the axe. That was what Tanya, Amalim Rebbe, the Chachamim, Rebbe told the Chachamim, V'chinemar, V'nashal ha-barzel me'etzoy. Does it say that the barzel went off its wood, meaning if off its handle, Rabbi says, according to you, Chachamim, that what happened here is that the metal part of the axe flung off. Why does it say in the pasuk mino eitz, v'nashal ha-barzel mino eitz? According to you, it's v'nashal ha-barzel min eitzai, from its wood, from its handle. It sounds like we're talking about the wood that you were chopping. V'oidi told him, nemar eitz lamato, it says eitz over here, v'nemar eitz lamalo. Ma eitz ha'amal lamalo min eitz ha'mispakeh, af eitz ha'amal lamato min eitz ha'mispakeh. It says eitz in this pasuk twice. The beginning of the pasuk talks about, v'ashriyover esreya bayar, a man entered a forest, lachtav eitzin, to chop wood. Now that eitz is not the wood, the handle, that's the wood that he's chopping. And then it says, 9 seconds later, V'nitcha yode bagarzen lichreis ha'etz, again, V'nashal ha'barzel min ha'etz, so the same eitz. So it's obviously the eitz that you were chopping that ended up killing. Amrav Chiya Barashi, Amar Rav, V'shnei mikra echo dorshu. Rebbe and the Chachamim, obviously, both took their respective positions from this pasuk. The pasuk that says, V'nashal ha'barzel min ha'etz. What was the machlek? It's Rebbe Sava, Rebbe holds Yeshem l'Messiris. V'nishal k'sif. That it's true, the way you read the pasuk is V'nashal. But the way it's written, had there been no nekudos, the Messiris of the beginning of Masechta Sanhedrin fame would have been V'nishal. So it sounds like you did something that caused something else to kill. So you hit the wood, and now that caused the wood to go out and kill. Rabbanan Tzavi, the Rabbanan, however, hold Yeshem Lemikra. And the way you read it is not V'nishel, but rather V'noshel. So the Barzel itself was what killed. Meaning the Pasuk is clearly attributing the act of murder. What was the weapon? What's the smoking gun in this story? It's the axe. It's the Barzel, right? But did the Barzel itself kill? Or did the Barzel do something that triggered something else to kill? So if the word is V'nishel just diktuk is the Barzel caused something to kill. The Barzel hit the wood and the wood killed. If the word is V'noshel, that means the Barzel itself killed. So Rebbe holds Yeshem L'Messiris. Yeshem L'Messiris means it's V'nishel. V'nishel means it caused the wood to kill. The Chachamim hold Yeshem L'Mikra. The Barzel itself killed, but the Gemara says, the Rebbe Yeshem L'Messiris, is it possible that Rebbe holds Yeshem L'Messiris? V'am Rebbe Yisrael, V'am Rebbe Yechonon, Rebbe, V'am Rebbe Yehuda ben Roy, it's B'Sham, Rebbe Shim, Rebbe Akiva, Kulu, Sfiru, Yeshem L'Mikra. And Rebbe's one of the Tanah mentioned as those who hold Yeshem L'Mikra. So it can't be that Rebbe holds Yeshem L'Messiris, V'nishel K'sir. Rebbe holds Yeshem L'Mikra, says the Gemara, the Kabbalah Void. That's why he gave two reasons. He said, number one, I hold it says V'nishel. The oid, he added to that, that you have the nemar eitz lamala, the nemar eitz lamata, and the eitz in the first two times that it's mentioned, the pasuk is clearly talking about the eitz amispakeya, the eitz that you are chopping. So it makes sense then when it says v'nashal ha-barzel mino eitz, u'motzes reyeyu, that it's that eitz that's motzes reyeyu, that was what That's what caused the murder. Either way, see, Abba, you say this thing in Machlokes, Rebbe and the Chachamim had to understand Pashup Shad and what happened over here. V'noshal ha-barzel mino eitz. Did the barzel kill? Or was it the eitz that you chopped kill? What's the Machlokes Talian? So the Gemara says, could be the age-old Machlokes. Yeshem lamikru, yeshem nesiris, which, by the way, permeates literally kol ha-tayrakula. It affects all Shisha Sidre Mishnah, all Dalit Chelke Shulchan Aruch. It comes up in a bunch of different places, this idea of Yeshem LeMikri, Yeshem LeMesayir, says the Gemara. This is a Sif Katan and that very global discussion of Yeshem LeMikri, Yeshem LeMesayir. But the truth is that what comes from this is really a real lumdus over here, as the Gemara is about to say. Because we have a Shiloh, when someone's Ritzach B'Shoigig. So, according to Rebbe, if I hit a piece of wood, and now the wood goes and kills, I'm going to be chayiv galus. In lumdus, maybe that's a little bit of a chiddush, because we know groma ben azakin is pater. Just like groma is pater ben azakin, groma b'shvichas damin is also pater. Groma ben azakin pater, that's perak hakoynes, that's bava kama 101. And groma b'shvichas damin is pater, that's mesach the Sanhedrin, that's perak hanisrofin 101. But the point is, the halach of groma you have when it comes to nezakin, the halach of groma you have by shvichas damin. So there would be mokim to argue that Rebbe's Havana of the classic Ritzicha B'Shoigig is actually a case of Groma, which would then suggest that maybe the reason the Rabbanon argued in Lumdus Al-Koponim, it's based on Yeshem L'Mikra, but maybe the reason they argued is because they hold it to Groma. And being that it's a Groma, you're not going to be chayit. If I swung the axe and the axe itself killed, the handle flipped off and that was what ultimately caused the death? Yeah, maybe, but if I hit wood and then the wood hit, either way, so the Gemara is going to touch on some of the slumness right now, and we're going to do what we do. I'm going to pop a man to show the piece of lidikla. If somebody would take a little bit of dirt, he would throw it at a dekel. Va'osi tamri, it hits the dekel, one of the dates falls off the dekel, va'osi tamri v'katal, and it killed somebody. So my chayiv or my pot? Zok the Gemara, banu machlekes. The Rebbe and Rabbanan. It's telling the machlekes, Rebbe and Rabbanan. According to Rebbe, I'm going to be chayiv because even though the thing I threw didn't kill, it's just like with the axe. When I swing the axe itself didn't kill. I hit the wood killed. I threw something at the tree, and the tree, then something fell from the tree and killed. Whereas according to Rabbanan, where you need the axe itself to kill, so if I throw something and hit somebody, I'm going to be chayiv. But if I throw something at a tree and then something falls from the tree and kills, in that case, I'm not going to be chayiv. So the Gemara says, pshita. So the Gemara says, pshita. So these are the svaras from here until the Mishnah. The next three lines, all those svaras. Ma'u de tema, I would have thought, kikoyach koychay dami kamashbalan. That the difference is, over here, I threw it, the axe, like you said, is an extension of the arm. So maybe over there, it's considered koychay. So I hit the tree, and the tree itself killed. But over here, I threw the piece of dirt. It's not in my hand anymore when it hits the tree that causes something else to die. So maybe it's not looked at as koichoi, but in Lumdus, it's looked at as koyach koichoi. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush. That it's not that the axe is looked at as an extension of my hand and it's only for that reason that I'm chayv. Even if I throw it, it's still considered koichay and I'm going to be chayv in that case as well. So the Gemara said, look, koich, koich, rebeich, mishkach. So is there a case of koich? Koich, there obviously is. What would be the example of it? Just to accentuate the point a little bit better, you're going to show the pisa. If somebody would take the same piece of dirt, umachya legarma, he would throw it at a branch, va'azal garma, and now the branch went, umachya lekabasa, it hit a, Rashi says, eshkel hatmarim, a cluster of dates, va'azal tamri, va'azal tamri, v'katal, and the tamarim killed, over there you're going to be potter. But throwing something at the wood versus hitting the wood is the same thing. And that was Rapapa's chiddush of man deshad yupasu ledikyo. V'osa tamri v'katol, b'olim achagis revi rabbonin, that there's no chiluk, your svar that you said, there's no chiluk between hitting the wood or throwing something at the wood. They're both considered koichai. But enechanami, if I throw something at the wood, which hits something else, and then eventually it triggers, that's already too much. That's koichai. That's what we would call more simply grama. In that case, just like grama ben azokin is pater, chai b'dine shemayim, and grama b'dine nefashis is pater, grama when it comes to shvichas damim b'shoigig is also going to be pater. Zok t'mishna vayta, as erikim on the shosarab, somebody throws a stone into Rishos HaRabim, v'horak, he had no intent to kill. So in Perek HaNasrafa, we had a case where there was a group of people, And ironically, it was the week where that actually happened. But there was a group of people, and somebody threw something with the intention that he didn't care who he was going to kill. He just opened fire on a crowd of people. So the Gemara over there discussed that even according to the man Dama that holds the Schavin Lahari Gazeh, Vahari Gazeh, is Chayiv, over there you're going to be Potter. Because you weren't even a Schavin Lahari Gazeh. You just wanted to kill someone. But in that case, you opened fire on a very large crowd wanting to kill. You just don't care who you're going to kill. So that's that sugya. Over here, somebody throws an evident to Shusha Rabbi. He has no intent to kill. He's not trying to kill anybody. Sazarik Evan Shusha Rabbi, Vaharak, but he killed. Sariza Gaila. He goes to Golas. He's considered a Ritzeach Beshoikiv. What's the Chiddish? So Kodai Techamina, maybe he's a Karv Lamezid. And just like we had an Omer Mutter, Rava said he's Karv Lamezid, so he doesn't go to Golas. Bottom line is, Hazoyrik Evan Lushusarabin Vahara Kareza Gaila. Reblazim Yaakov Aim, Reblazim Yaakov said a big Chiddish. Imish Yatso Evan Yadoi. If somebody throws an Evan to Rishus HaRabim, and at that time, the person that this stone hit wasn't in a Rishus HaRabim. The stone is in mid-air, it's in the Rishus HaRabim. This person opens up his window, he sticks his head out, and it hits him in the head. If that happens, you're going to be potter. The only time you're chayiv is if the person that you killed was already in the Rishus HaRabim when you threw... when you threw the Evan. But otherwise, you're going to be potter. Zarek, I saw Evan b'chatzeroy. If somebody throws an Evan into his own chatzer, v'harag, and he kills. So somebody throws an Evan into his backyard. If the Nizek had rishos to enter his backyard, goylo, then the person's considered like someone who threw an Evan into rishos harabim. You're going to go to Golas. But if the Nizek had no rishos to go into your yard, in the girl, you don't go to Golas. Shenem v'ashyob esre'eu bayar. Because the classic example of Shvichas Domin, Ritzicha B'shoigik is the forest, and Mahayah, Rishus L'Nizek L'Mazik L'Kanasham. Just like a forest is a place that the Nizek and the Mazik both have a right to enter, Avko Rishus L'Nizek L'Mazik L'Kanasham. Yotza Chotzer Balabayis, as opposed to a private property, She'ein Rishus L'Nizek L'Kanas L'Sham, where the Nizek has no right to go. Abishol, Oymer, Abishol, and this is one of the most well-known halachas of Perek Eloi Nagoyland said, that I'll tell you another reason why the Torah used the wood chopper as the classic example of Ritzicha B'Shoigik. To teach me another halacha. What was the first halacha? That it only is a problem. You only go to Golas as if it was Dumi Diyar. A forest is a public property. Everyone has a right to enter a forest. So too, I'm only chayv, I kill somebody B'Shoigik in a public property. But if somebody was on my private property, I'm not going to be chayv. But Abishol said another halacha. Macha tovas etzim rishos, avko rishos. Just like when somebody's chopping wood. He's obviously doing something that if he wants to do, he could do. But not something he has to do. Because it's never going to be a mitzvah to chop wood. There's no mitzvah in the Torah that involves chopping wood. That's why most people here have never chopped wood. Yatzah ha'av, coming to teach me a chiddush. A chiddush that yotzah of a makas benoy. If a father was hitting his son and he accidentally killed him, the rabbi wrote this talmidoy, or Rebbe was hitting his talmud and he accidentally killed him, or shliach bezdin was hitting somebody, malchus or makas mardus, and he accidentally killed him, the loch is he's not going to go to Golas. Why not? Because it's not dumyut de chatov aseitzim. Chatov aseitzim is rishus. You're only chayiv if you're being oisik bedvar rishus. But when a father hits his son, he's not being oisik in edvar rishus. He's being Isaac mitvar mitzvah. When a Rebbe hits his Talmud, he's not being Isaac mitvar rishus, he's being Isaac mitvar mitzvah. When Bezdin hits somebody, that's certainly being Isaac mitvar mitzvah. There's an exception to the rule when it comes to Golas, that if you're Isaac mitvar mitzvah and you kill somebody b'shoigig, you're going to be Potter. Zok de Gemara. The Mishnah said, if somebody throws an Evan to Rishus HaRabim and he kills, you go to Golas. Freit de Gemara, Rishus HaRabim, Mesedo. Isn't he a Mesed? If you throw something to Rishus HaRabim, what are you going to tell me? That's Shoigik? That's Psikresha. Right? Of course. You knew it was going to happen. You chop off somebody, he died? What? And you threw an Evan to Rishus HaRabim? No kidding. It hit somebody. What were you expecting? Amr Ashmur of Yitzchak, Besoyser is Kaisle. It's talking about not someone that literally, maliciously just took a stone and he threw it into Rishus HaRabim. But he was knocking down his wall. That happened to have been adjacent to Rishus HaRabim. He had a right to knock down his wall. So there's a svar in the Gemara that being that he's doing something he has a right to do, that's a mitigating factor. It's not viewed as mezid, it's viewed as shaygi. But the Gemara says, who cares? So what? You had a right to do it. You still should have been careful. So the Gemara says, it's crazy about light. Did it at night. But the Balayla Navi by Leila Yune. At night you should also be careful. Besides, it's crazy about ashpa. You did it not into the thick of Rishos HaRabim. It's not downtown Rishos HaRabim, but rather you're doing it on the side. It's in an ashpa, in an area where people throw their garbage at. So it's not so shchich that people are going to be there. But the Gemara says that manav shach hayashpa yichidah. Eat the shchich b'ra. If there are a lot of people there, pesheyu, then you're vayter amazed. And eat lo shchich b'ra. If there aren't people there, honest or you're an honest. Amra papa leitzricha. It's a middle case. La ashpa suy lifanes babalayla. People usually go there at night. Lifanes, by the way, means to use as an outhouse. Veinasuy lifanes babayim. But people don't go there during the day. And some people used to go during the day, and you did it during the day. So peshel, lehavi not a peshel, the inas through the panas b'yam, because usually people aren't there. Oynis not lehavi, but you can't be viewed as an oynis. Because sometimes people are there. Either way, we came up with some tweener case, a case where sometimes people are there, some people aren't there. It wasn't mamish rishus harabim, you had a right to do it. It was by the ashba. Bottom line is a hechetimtza where it's a shaykh, but it's true in the classic case if somebody takes an evan and he just chucks it into rishus harabim and it hits somebody in the nose and he kills him, then you can't say, I'm a shaykh. That's actually amazing, and there'll be different implications. Reb Lezim Yaakov said a chiddush in the Mishnah. Reb Lezim Yaakov said that the only time you go to Golis, if you throw an evan into Rishus HaRabim, is if the person that it hit was in the Rishus HaRabim before you let go of the evan. But if that person first entered the Rishus HaRabim after you release, you'd have to go to instant replay to see exactly how it played itself out, but then you're going to be potter, a new halacha. So obviously you need a makarta or something like that. Zok the Gemara.
In the line of fire or anywhere in the rabbi? In the line of fire or anywhere?
I hear. I don't know. Tanu Rabbanon umatza. It says in the pasuk umatza esreyu vames hu yanus el achas aharim elav achay. So again, it's the same case we've been talking about before. There's a man. He's in a forest. He's hacking holtz. V'nashal abarzel manayis. What does that mean? Machloikis Rebbe v'chachamim umatza esreyu. You know what umatza means? It hit someone. It found someone that had been there previously. That's what the word umatza means. Prat lemamtzi es atzmai. Meaning, the thing that you did found the person, as opposed to the person finding it. So the person was there, and the eitz, or the barzel, found the person. But if the person wasn't there, then the eitz or the barzel didn't find the person. The person actually was the one that found the eitz. Mikan omra plesa ben Yaakov, imish yotza evan miyodah hoitzeh lo asroi shevikib lopat. This halach. So the Gemara says, lamemer, the matzah miyikara mashma. Is that true? Wherever it says in the Torah, the word matzah, it suggests that that person or that thing was there before, you found it. For a minute, I'll ask you a kasha. There's halacha that if somebody sold, back in the day, a stei achuza. So this was a property that he had, Beirusha, going back to the times of Yeshua Benon. And Nebuch, this person, needed the money, so he was forced to sell. And then later, he falls into money, he has a right to be goyalin. Special schos, the Torah says that if you sell a stei achuza, you have a right to redeem it. Stating that, the only time you're allowed to redeem it is if you didn't have the money at the time that you sold it. Let's say you really had money at the time you sold it. You wanted to sell it for whatever reason. And then later, you have remorse. No. Now already you can't redeem it. So if you were forced into selling it, so then the halacha is, you could redeem it. But if you weren't forced into selling it, you did it because that was something you decided you wanted to do, then this halacha is that you can't redeem it. Now, the pasuk that describes this halacha, the halacha that says you could redeem a stei achuza, the ish ki lo yeh lo goya, the hisiga yadai. So right now, he couldn't redeem his property. He was forced to sell it. Later, v'siga yadai, he made money. Umatza, and he found kidei lulas. So we learn from there, prat lematza, that the only time you could redeem it is if umatza, you fell into the money later. But if you always had the money, you can't. And we learn from here, that if you had money or property, you can't now sell that property to redeem this property that you sold. You could only redeem it if you had no money, no property. You were forced, therefore, to sell it. Now you have money. Now you could redeem it. Now, where's this learned out from? From the word umatza. So when you darshin the word umatza, exactly the opposite from the way Reb Lezim Yaakov darshin. Reb Lezim Yaakov says umatza's mashma, it's always here. Here we're saying that the person found the money now. But had he always had the money, then fakert, it wouldn't be considered umatza. So what does umatza mean? Umatza means it was always here. Umatza means, to the contrary, it wasn't here at all. Amar Rava, Rava says, really, umatza can mean anything. You have to look at the context. Hacha minyani dekra, v'hasa minyani dekra. What's the context by stei achuza? Hasa minyani dekra, umatza dumi de v'siga yadai. The pasuk says v'siga yadai. What does v'siga yadai mean? Ma v'siga yadai mehashta means he fell into money. Now, af matza nami mehashta. So matza also means he just got the money, man. that he didn't always have it. When it comes to Ritzicha B'Shoig, the same thing. Umatzah, in context of the Yah, the forest was always here. So Umatzah, this person that was in the forest, was always here as well. So Umatzah doesn't mean anything. In a vacuum, it could be anything. You have to look at the broader context. Whatever the broader context suggests Umatzah means, that's what it means. But the bottom line is, as it relates to our sugya, Umatzah, it found the person, which suggests that the Barzal or the Eitz found the person, as opposed to the person finding the Barzal or the Eitz. That's where we know this halacha, that if somebody throws an Evan into a Rishus HaRabim, if the person was previously in the Rishus HaRabim, he's going to be chayt. If the person wasn't previously in the Rishus HaRabim, he's not going to be chayt. Mishnah said, Hazoyrek es Ho Evan. So the classic example of a Reitzech B'Shoigig is the case of the Yah. What do we learn from there? Two things. Number one, Ma Yah Rishus L'Nizik U'L'Mazik L'Konis L'Shom. I've called Rishus L'Nizik U'L'Mazik L'Konis L'Shom. But Abishol said another halacha. Ma Chatovas Eitzim Rishus. I've called Rishus. When somebody chops wood, he's not doing a mitzvah, because there's no mitzvah that involves chopping wood. So too, the only time you go to Golis if you kill somebody b'shoigig is if you weren't involved in doing a mitzvah. It's not true. You're making a hanocha. B'shol said there's no such thing as chopping wood for a mitzvah. How do you build a sukkah? With wood. The atzei hamarocha that they use to bring karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. How do you get that wood? Somebody chopped it, so it's true. Maybe you, the end user, didn't chop the wood, but somebody chopped it. And whoever chopped that wood, l'churu, was doing a mitzvah. Because he was chopping wood for the mitzvah, saseh deiraisa, of yeshiva sukkah, or for the mitzvah, saseh deiraisa, of bringing karbonis and aktara, which involved da'atzei marocha. So mehechatesi, this wood chopper, is just frivolously on a Sunday afternoon chopping wood. Maybe he's doing this l'tzayrich mitzvah. And still, the pasuk of the Torah is true. That if you killed somebody, b'shoigeg u'matzah, you're going to go to galus. Says the Gemara, amalei. It's not true. Because chopping wood for a sukkah, and chopping wood for atzei marocha, even though you're doing it for a very noble reason, it's still not considered a mitzvah. Because kiva de matzah chatov, einoi chaytev. Let's say you would have wood prepared. Would there be a mitzvah to go now and chop the wood? No, you have the wood. So what do you see from there? That there's no mitzvah to chop wood. It's if you need it, you chop it. It's what we would call a hechsher mitzvah. If I need to do it, I do it. But if I don't need to do it, then I don't do it. It's being that it's only an inyan to do it if I need it, but if I don't need it, there's no inyan to do it, that's the proof, that's the barometer, that's how I know that this is not a mitzvah. So the bottom line is, says the Gemara, even if you're doing it for very noble reasons, it's very, very fine, it's very nice, maybe you get schar for doing a heksha mitzvah. But at the end of the day, you want to call it a mitzvah? I can't call it a mitzvah. It's a rishos. And being that it's a rishos, I could make, says Abishol, my drosha, that the only time you chayiv gol is if you're being an oisik of a dvar rishos. So it's true, you're being oisik in a dvar rishos, that's very noble, it's very nice, it's kishmak, it's gewaldig. But the point is, a mitzvah it's not. And how do I know it's not a mitzvah? Because a mitzvah is something you have to do. Something that is optional. It could be I do have to do it. It could be I don't have to do it. It depends on the circumstances. I do have wood prepared. I don't have wood prepared. That's not a mitzvah. Obviously, if therefore, it's only in that case where you have the halacha that you chayiv golus, but a regular mitzvah, not is your Rabbeinu Rava. So Rabbeinu told Rava, I'm going to ask you a kasha. Listen to this next Gemara. What was the example of mitzvah mentioned in the Mishnah? Mishnah gave three examples. Yotzav amakas benoy. V'arava roidus talmidoy. V'shliach bestin. L'chura. I think that's the same thing. Leima kibin di gomar lav mitzvah. Hashtanami lav mitzvah. Every father has a mitzvah, just hit his son. Every Rebbe has a mitzvah to just hit his Talmud. That's it. You just smack him for no reason. No. You only do it if there's a reason to do it. But if there's no reason to do it, avad, you don't do it. Meaning it's like Eitzim. If you need to chop the wood, you chop it. If you don't need to chop it, you don't chop it. So if the Mishnah clearly refers to other Makas Benoy, Rav Roides Talmidoy, as being a mitzvah, then means Chatovas Eitzim maybe is also a mitzvah. So then the whole drasha doesn't start. What are you telling me? That Chatovas Eitzim is not a mitzvah, but a Makas Benoy, a Rav Roides Talmidoy is a mitzvah. Monoshach, I think they're both mitzvahs. Maybe Chatovas Eitzim is talking about Lidvar mitzvah. Elam, are you going to tell me it's not a mitzvah because maybe you don't need it? So maybe the father doesn't have to hit his son either. Zok de Gemara, it's different. You know why it's different? Because Hassam, when it comes to Chinuch, Afal Gafta Gomor, even if he's a Gomor, Mitzvah, there's still a Mitzvah. The Chsiv Yasser Bincha, V'yani Checha, V'yite Madanam L'Nafshach. You think there's no Mitzvah to hit your son if he's doing what's right? It's not true. Even if he's doing the right thing, still, there's a Mitzvah to hit his sons. I'll tell you something very interesting. This Shabbos, somebody told me that he heard from Rabbi from Yeshua Soloveitchik, the Brisker Rosh Yeshiva. So he said in the Aftarim, Parashas Chayasara. So what's the Aftarim? Malachim Aleph, Perak Aleph, Amelech, David Zokim, Baba Yomim. And David, of course, wants that Shlomo, his son, should be the Melech. But Adoniyo, who was older than Shlomo, Adoniyo, Ben Chagis, Misnasei Lemar, Ani Amloich, he wanted to be king. Vayasloi Rechev, Farashim, Vechamisha Mishrotzim Lefano. And an entourage of people that were running in front of him. Says the Pasuk, V'loyat Savoy Aviv Miyom of Lemar. David HaMelech, Adoniyo's father, never gave his son Musar. Why are you behaving the way you're behaving? The Gamu Toiv Toir Ma'oid, he was very handsome. He was the next son after Avshalom. But the Pasuk says that Adoniyo had never gotten Musar from his father David. And the Medrash says that the reason the Pasuk's throwing this in here is to show why Adoniyo came to what he did. Because a father has to give Musar to his son. And if a father doesn't give Musar to his son, then at some point, maybe years later, Gam Kiyaskin, at some point, he's going to slip up. And that's what happened with Adoniyo. And the Medrash says it as a tain on David HaMelech. That David HaMelech should have been Mechanech Adoniyo. And that's why the Pasuk throws it in over here. To show what happens, because David HaMelech wasn't Mechanech Adoniyo. And Avraham Yeshua asked the obvious question. He says, I don't understand. David HaMelech wasn't Mechanech Hassan? How's that possible? How can it be David HaMelech wasn't Mechanech Hassan? So, Avraham Yeshua gesagt, Weisen Weissachois, that Adoniyo didn't need Chinuch. He didn't need it. He was perfect. He was great. He was a metzuyah. He didn't need chinuch. He didn't need a few frask. It wasn't something that was necessary. But the point is, that being that he never got Musar, no one ever told him he was doing something wrong. Eventually, at some point later, he was misnase lemar ani emlech. Somewhere he slipped. He said, because even a perfect child, even a metzuyah, sometimes needs a little bit of teichacha. Because the bottom line is, if you never had anybody discipline you, you never had anyone tell you, this is okay or this is not okay, he could slip. It's before Shugamah. This is the Gemara we're learning right now. The Gemara says clearly, this pasuk Yasser bincha v'yanichecha v'yitei madanim l'nafshecha. The bottom line is, afak after gomer. Every single son needs to be mechonach. It doesn't matter, he's a mitzuyin, he's not a mitzuyin. Some idea, some concept of hadracha, regardless, says the Gemara, hadamai Rava, but then Rava said, lav milsi da'amri. I think it's more pashit. I think it's more pashit how I know that when the pasuk says, that we're not talking about someone that's being oisik b'dvar mitzvah, but we're talking about someone that's being oisik b'dvar rishos. How do I know that? Because it says the word v'asher. V'asher means punked. Just so happens, he decided that he wants to be in the yard. The boy ayel, the boy loy ayel. He wants to, he could. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. V'is ol v'daydech mitzvah. But if you're going to tell me it's a mitzvah, misagi de loy ayel, it's not v'asher. V'asher means he made a decision. You know something, you know I'm going to do today? I'm going to be in the, no, what do you mean, that's, you have to do it. You're being goyisik b'dvar mitzvah. Elamai, you're not being goyisik b'dvar mitzvah. So just like Chatovas Eitzim is not dvar mitzvah, so too you're only chayev for Ritzicha b'shoigig. If it's not a dvar mitzvah, that's how I know. Yotza ava makis benoi. V'rav haroides tamid. Omali rabad barahav alurovo. Kolech adiksev asher. The boyu, is that true? Every time it says the word asher, means it's optional. Elamai yata, last your kasha. We know the halach is if somebody's tameh, he's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. If someone's tummy and goes into the Beis HaMikdash, he's chayiv kores. It's a pasuk. V'ish asher yitma v'lo yischata v'nichrasa hanefesh ahim mitoich hakol ki es mikdash Hashem timeh. So if someone's tummy and he enters the Beis HaMikdash, he's chayiv kores. Now the pasuk says v'ish asher yitma v'lo yischata. So make the same deal. Maybe the only time a tummy is chayiv kores for entering the Mikdash is if he became tummy doing a dvar rishos. But let's say he had a mitzvah to become Tameh. And then he entered the Mikdash. You're going to tell me you're not going to be chayiv, right? Let's see it inside. El meyat v'ish ashi yitma v'lo yischata iboyi mitami v'boyi loy mitama. Meaning meitz mitzvah d'lo yisagi d'loy mitama. In the case of a meitz mitzvah, where you have to be mitama. Meitz mitzvah, by the way, means the traditional meitz mitzvah. It could also mean a kohen that has a mitzvah of lo yitama to be mitama to one of his sheva krovim. The Rambam holds that even Yisrael has that mitzvah of lo yitama. So a case where someone was mitama, but not optionally, but because he had a mitzvah, Hachanami the Potif, he then enters the Beis HaMikdash in a state of tumah. You're going to tell me there's no Chiyuv Kares? I Asher. So the Gemara says, Shani Hasam, it's true, it does say Asher. And based on that, you would think maybe that's the halacha. But the Amakra, the Pasuk also says, Tameyiyeh, Mikom Makai. From the words Tameyiyeh, we learn the rabbis, even someone that became Tamei because of a mitzvah. I need Tameyiyeh to teach me something else. The rabbis Tfuyoim. To Masai by the rabbis Mechusar Kippurim, it's to teach me that not only an ordinary Tamei, but even a Tamei that already had Tefillah, or even a Tamei that had Tefillah and Harif Shemesh, he just didn't complete his Tumah, he didn't bring his carbon yet, even such a Tamei, who maybe qualitatively is not as Tamei anymore, that's the lumdus of Tful Yoyim and Mechusar Kippurim, we'll see that when we don't catch him. But even such a Tamei, even he is included, Amalei Anami Oy Tumasai Kamina. No, it says Tameyiyeh, Tumasai Bay, Oy Tumasai Bay. Bottom line is, it's from a Riboy in the Pasuk that I know that somebody that became Tomei because he had a mitzvah and then he entered the Beis HaMikdash, Tomei, that Loch is going to be Menichus. But Erchanami, Asher itself could be a little bit misleading, and that's why Asher, Rava said, Hodom HaRava, he says, it's Pashal, why Chatova says it's in our Mishnah, is Rishos. Forget about Sukkah, you don't have to get involved in that whole discussion. You need it, you don't need it. It's more simple. Asher always suggests the Davish Rishos. Ikid the Masal Aha. Some had this exchange of Rava regarding a different discussion. The Pasuk says, Bechorish Sheshes Yomim Tavoid, so this is a pasuk sort of tucked away. The pasuk says sheshes yomim tavid. Obviously, we're talking about the 6 days of the week. Uvayoyim hashvi on Shabbos tishbois. Then the pasuk says becharish uvakatzer tishbois. Charisha and ktsira are off limits. What's this pasuk referring to? Pasuk sounds like the pasuk talking about Shabbos, which means then the Torah singles out two of the lamatas malachas. Now we know the Torah doesn't talk about the lamatas malachas. The lamatas malachas we know because they're dumi the malachas amishka. The only one of the lamatas malachas that are mentioned is loy sevaruish bechomoish veisechem yema shabbos, and that's why there's one man dominant in Shas that holds lelav yotzes. It's not even a malacha. It's not even one of the lamatas malachas. It's not a malacha bechlal. Here you have a pasuk becharish uvakatzer tish tais that chayresh and Koitzer, two of the Lamatas Malachas are mentioned Mefurish in the Torah. Why didn't we know that? So, okay, we should know that. But the truth is, it's a Machlokes Tanaim, as we're about to see. It's a Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, whether that Pasuk is really talking about Shabbos, or that Pasuk is not talking about Shabbos. Now, the Reisha of the Pasuk is for sure talking about Shabbos. The question is, the Sefer, Becharish, Vakotzer Tishbar, does it mean Shabbos, or maybe it means Shvias, maybe it means Shemitah? So, Zok to Gemar. Ikid Masalaha, Becharish, Vakotzer Tishbar, Rabbi Kiva says, it's the second part of the Pasuk is talking about Shemitah, but even Shemitah, I don't need this Pasuk for, because I know you're not allowed to be Chayrish, I know you're not allowed to be Koitzer and Shvias. Einoi Tzarech, Loimar, Charish, Al Shvias, Vakotzer, Al Shvias. Sharik Farnema, Sotchal Isizra, Vacharma, Chol Isizma, Eli, you know what's coming to teach me? I feel Charish, Al Erish, Shvias, Nichos, Al Shvias, Vakotzer, Al Shvias, Yotzal, Maitz. Let's say somebody is being chayrish on erev shvias, but everything that's going to grow is going to grow on shvias. Or somebody wants to be koitzer on shvias, but really, he's going to be koitzer b'shminis, but he's being koitzer b'shminis something that he could have already been koitzer in shvias. That's in Nisraba from this pasuk to tell me becharish b'katz tishbois. It's a riboy that even erev shvias. And the year after Shvias, the 6th year and the 8th year, sometimes the laws of Shvias could apply. Rabbi Shmuel had a different shot. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, this Pasuk, the end of the Pasuk is not talking about Shvias. The end of the Pasuk is talking about Shabbos. Why did the Pasuk say, Chorish of a Katzer? To teach me Allah, Ma Chorish Rishos, Av Katzer Rishos. Because Chorish is always a Rishos. You can never be Chorish for a Dvar Mitzvah. It never makes sense to be Chorish for a Dvar Mitzvah. So to Katzer is a Rishos. Yotzer Katzera, Oymer Shum Mitzvah. It's coming to exclude Kitzir ha oimer. If someone cuts for the carbon oimer, it says in the Torah, uktzartem, there's a mitzvah to be koitzer for the oimer. So in that case, being that you're doing a mitzvah, even if you do it on Shabbos, you're not going to be chayef. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel said. The reason the Torah wrote becharish v'katzer, it's not telling me halach in Hilchas Shmita, it's telling me halach in Hilchas Shabbos. I don't need this halach in Hilchas Shabbos. No, I do need this halach in Hilchas Shabbos. To teach me that Ktsir shel mitzvah, you're not Amaleh Humirabon Lurava. Mimai the Kharish of the Rishos. How do I know that the Kharish and the Pasuk is Rishos? Dum Kharish is Oymer the mitzvah. Maybe Kharish is also a Dvar mitzvah. You will be Kharish to feel that eventually you're going to plow and grow and be Koitzer the Ktsir Oymer. Vafilochi Omer Achmara Tishbois. So you see that even a Ktsirish shel mitzvah is Aser. Amaleh, he told him, Kibin the Matzah Kharish, and a Kharish lad mitzvah. Kharisha. For Oymer is not a Dvar Mitzvah, because you're only Chayrish if you need to be Chayrish. But if you have a field that's plowed already, you're not going to have to do it. Eis for Rabbi Lerovitz. Ravina asked Rabbi the same Kasha from our Mishnah. Yotza, Ava Makas B'nai V'Rabbi, Reidus Tamidoi, V'Shliach Bez, V'amai. Why is that a Dvar Mitzvah? Name it. Why don't we say, Kibit Ilu Gomer Lav Mitzvah? Being that if the kid didn't need the Chinuch, it wouldn't be a Mitzvah, Hashna Nami Lav Mitzvah. So he told him, no, awesome over there, Afa Gav to Gomer, Nami Mitzvah Kovit. Even if he's a Gomer, it is a Mitzvah. Duchsev Yatza Bin Chavi Anichacha, the Pasuk that we mentioned before. Hodama Rava. Then Rava said, no, you don't have to come on to that. You don't have to say this Chiddush. Rab Milsi da Amri, Ktsira Dumya de Charisha. It's poshet that I can learn from the Charish of Akotzer this idea that Ktsiras Oimer is something that's not Asar on Shabbos. Dumya de Charisha. Because even if you're going to tell me that when I'm Charish, a field for an Oimer, it's considered a mitzvah, but the bottom line is I still don't have to do it. Whereas the Ktiras Oimer, you always have to do. So it's still not Dumya. Because Ma Charisha Matzah Charish Enei Charish, Av Ktira Nami Matzah Katzer Enei Karetz. If he's all good, I take mitzvah, Matzah Katzer Enei Kaitzer. Mitzvah Liksar Lahavi. You can never tell me that you don't have to be Kaitzer the Oimer. Whereas Charisha, even if it's a mitzvah when I do it, despite the fact I didn't have to do it, but it's still something that I don't have to do. As opposed to Ktira, which is something I do have to do. And it's for that reason, says the Gemara, I know from the Charish of a Katzer Tishbois, Lema'it, that even though Kaitzer is one of the Lamatas Malachas, but if someone's Kaitzer for the Oimer, being that you be Mekayim a Mitzvah, you're not going to be over that one of the Lamatas Malachas. So we... is going on... Yeah. Yeah. It's going... talking about a... You know anyone that holds that way? Or it's coming as news to you? I'm just curious. Thank you. So am I. Either way, just one ha'ara. So we had over here a discussion on Amun Aleph. We're going to have to go through this really, really quickly because unfortunately it got late early. But just one ha'ara. So we had a discussion. If somebody chops wood for atzei sukkah, for atzei marocha, is it a mitzvah or is it not a mitzvah? So the Gemara said it's a mitzvah. But then the Gemara said, it's not mashma that it's a mitzvah. Because be that you don't have to chop wood, if you already have wood, zoysay meres, that's a raya, that even when you need it, you're not doing a mitzvah. Okay, simple enough. But there's one Rashi that throws in two words when he explains this Gemara that was literally marish olamos. Says Rashi, hashtanami, ki loy matzah chatuva, ina chatuva mitzvah. Being that if you had the wood already, you wouldn't have to chop the wood. It's for that reason the chopping is not a mitzvah. Ela asiyas sukkah. You want to know what stage of sukkah is a mitzvah? Making the sukkah. Meaning chopping the wood for a sukkah, that's not a mitzvah. A bezok Rashi, b'lishayne azav, making the sukkah, that already is a mitzvah. And the question is, why is making the sukkah any different than chopping the wood for a sukkah? You only have to chop the wood for the sukkah if you need the wood. L'chayr, I only have to make a sukkah if I don't have a sukkah. But if I have a sukkah, I have a mitzvah to make a sukkah? No. The mitzvah is leishev basukkah. But sukkah is teishvu, to sit in a sukkah. L'chayr, just like chopping wood for a sukkah is a hechshah mitzvah, making the sukkah is a hechshah mitzvah as well. Shteita and Rashi anaya maisa. That building a sukkah is in and of itself a mitzvah. The truth is that this is something that's really tali ba'ashle ravrvi, really, really big ashle. How big? It's machlek is bavli and Yerushalmi. There's a gemara in the sechta sukkah daf mem vav menav. Tan rabban oisa sukkah la'atzma. If somebody makes a sukkah, oimer he makes a bracha. What's the bracha? Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu l'zman hazeh. Nichnas leisha, when he sits down in the sukkah, he also makes a bracha. Asher kedishonu v'mitzvayse v'tzivanu leisha v'basukkah. When he's about to make Kiddush, he makes a bracha as well. And then the Gemara says, today the minhag is that we do everything when we make Kiddush. And that's the halacha, of course, that you don't make a shachiyon when you build a sukkah, you don't make a leisha basukkah when you enter the sukkah, you make Kiddush, and then you make the leisha basukkah, and you make the shachiyon as well. Tosfos says, ikatana, the tani b'Yerushalmi, there's a tani Yerushalmi, b'perek haroya, that says, asola atzmoy, mevarech lasoy sukkah. Then when you build a sukkah, you're supposed to make a bracha. Which bracha? Sherkid ishanu b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu lasos sukkah. When you make the sukkah for somebody else, the nusach's a little bit different. But the bottom line is, you don't just make a shechiyanu when you build a sukkah, says the Yerushalmi. You actually make a brichas ha-mitzvahs. You make a bracha of lasos sukkah, says Davni Nezer. That vaisda is Rashi held like the Yerushalmi, not like the Bavli. So it's machoik is Bavli Yerushalmi. And Rashi held that if there's a whole sugya of the chatovas eitzim is a mitzvah, vaisda is that siyas ha-sukkah is certainly a mitzvah. The question is chopping wood for the sukkah. But the making the sukkah itself, that's certainly without a question going to be a mitzvah. And Rashi is passing like the Yerushalmi. As if to say, in Rashi's world, maybe you'd make a bracha, sheki deshono b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu l'asei sukkah. Now this, Avni Nezer, is obviously a very, very big chiddush. But the reason it's such a big chiddush, if you like to look at Yerushalmi inside, this Yerushalmi is much more mechudush than you think. Listen to Yerushalmi. Oyser sukkah la'atzmoy, somebody makes a sukkah for himself, oymer baruch ha-sheki deshono b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu l'asei sukkah. La'cherim, let's say you're making the sukkah for somebody else, you say a different bracha, l'asei loy sukkah. skipping a little bit. If somebody makes a lulav for himself, if you make the lulav for somebody else, a different nusach. If you make a mezuzah, you make a bracha. You make a bracha. So this year, Shalmi didn't only say his halacha regarding sukkah, he said the halacha regarding sukkah, regarding lulav, regarding tefillin, regarding tzitzis, regarding mezuzah. Anytime a person does, who creates a chetzer shel mitzvah, the halacha is that you're supposed to make a bracha. So that's Rashi's psak halacha. Rashi holds that the emes is like this Yerushalmi. The truth is that Tosfos quotes this Yerushalmi in Perakat Chelos, and Masachtes Menachos Daf Memez, Amibes, and the other context is tefillin. Making tefillin, you do make a bracha, you don't make a bracha. Bavli says you don't, says Tosfos. Yerushalmi says it's the same Yerushalmi. That anytime a person makes the chetzer shel mitzvah, you're supposed to make a bracha. It's a very big chiddush. What Avni is saying, but Avni Nezer tells Rashi to this Yerushalmi. But the truth is, in the Yerushalmi itself, a little bit sorry. What does Yerushalmi hold? Yerushalmi holds that building a sukkah is a mitzvah, and there's, by the way, a little bit of a basis to that. There's a little bit of a basis to that because the She'iltis, the Rabbi Chai Goyen, says Chayovin Beis Yisrael leMeved Mitalulasa Dechsiv Chaga Sukkas Tasalucha Chaga Sukkas Tasa Do Sukkas. Right, by Shabbos, you have lasis for Shabbos. Do Shabbos. You do Shabbos, you do Sukkos. What does that mean? It says, no, lasis, chaga Sukkos tasalucha means make a sukkah.
You don't have it by
but again, that would be good if it was only said by Sukkos. The problem is you have it by all the mitzvahs. So what does the Yerushalmi hold? Yerushalmi holds that making a chevtzah shal mitzvah is in and of itself a mitzvah. Of course, it's not a mitzvah. It's not one of the Taryag mitzvahs. You don't have to rework the Taryag mitzvahs according to the Yerushalmi because sukkah you have the mitzvah to sit in, so you have the mitzvah to make the sukkah. Tefillin you have the mitzvah to put on tefillin, tefillin shayat, tefillin shorosh. Right? That's not the pshat of the Yerushalmi. Or maybe that is. Yerushalmi holds it's a mitzvah making the chevtzah shal mitzvah. The Yerushalmi holds it's not a mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah. It's taka a hechsher mitzvah, but you make a bracha even on a hechsher mitzvah. So I'll tell you one marimakim, and then we're going to have to end. And that is that the Ramah, ironically, in Hilchas Lulav, is discussing the halacha of ha-mevaz v'zal yevaz v'zal yevaz v'zal yevaz. So we all know that halacha. The Ramah brings it in Hilchas Lulav and Simit Tov Reish Nun Vav, and this is one of the two places in Shulchan Aruch, the other place is in Merudea Kuf Nun Zayin, where he brings that's only true for mitzvah saseh, it's not true for mitzvah slay saseh. So Teich Dvarav, the Bir Halacha has a long arichos, and the Bir Halacha discusses this idea, if a person doesn't have enough money to do a mitzvah, ha-mevaz v'zal yevaz v'zal yevaz v'zal yevaz. So he goes off on a tangent a little bit. So it says the Bir Halacha, he saw in the Sefer Oilas Tovim and in the Elyur Rabbah, G'dayli HaPoiskim, they were both mechaven to the same exact chiddush. They both said that let's say a person doesn't have enough money to buy tefillin, doesn't have enough money to buy a talis katan. Should he knock on people's doors, so to speak? Should he be mechazer ala psachim? Should he go ask people for money or no? He doesn't have enough money. There's halacha ayuvaz v'zayis v'michaymish. He can't afford it. So memeli, you're going to be potter. So they both bring from Yerushalmi that Yerushalmi says that if a person can't afford to do a dvar mitzvah, he doesn't have to do the mitzvah. And the Bir Halacha says it was always a tamir gedayla by him. He doesn't understand. He says why? Because the halacha is if somebody doesn't have money for dalut koisis below Pesach, so you have to be mechazer ala psachim. If a person doesn't have money for ner chanukah, you have to be mechazer ala psachim. They're both mitzvahs derabbanos. So you see, even for a mitzvah derabbanon, you have to be mechazer ala psachim. Kal b'chomer for a mitzvah derayso. He says the halacha is only has the money for ner Shabbos. To be mekayim v'karos al Shabbos oinig, you're supposed to be mechazer ala psachim. That's divrei kabbalah. This is regular psukim in the Torah. So madach for those things, he says shuvro isi that in the sefer Meir Ktzir, Rabbi Yaakov Emden asks this kasha that he was mechaven that this kasha that how is it possible that the Yerab and the Oilas Tamid could hold that a person is not mechuyev to mechazal of sochim mekayim mitzvah day rice. If you find my mitzvah rabban is by different kabbalah, either Yerushalmi. So it says the Bir Halacha. If you take a look at the Yerushalmi, the shoyni azov shel Yerushalmi, you'll realize that there's something else going on in the Yerushalmi. I read it to you quickly inside. Tony Reb Shimon by Yechayim, Gadol he kibud of the aim. Kibud of aim is more chashiv than being mechaber Hakadosh Baruch Hu. By kibud of aim it says kabbalas avicha vesimecha. By when it comes to mechaber Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it says kabbalas Hashem mehoincha. Now, what does it mean, mehoincha? Mima ato mechabdi, mima sheyichoncha. From what Hashem gave you. Mafish leket shekrupeya, mafish truma, maiser rishon, maiser shedi, maiser oni, vachala, v'oise suka, v'lula, v'shoifer, v'tfilim, v'tzitzis, u'maichla sani, v'sar re'evim, u'mashkes atzmeim, im yesh l'chata chayi b'kulam. This is the Yerushalmi. If you have money, you can afford it, you do it. V'im ein l'cha, if you can't afford it, ein ato chayi b'achas, and you're not chayiv. Then you're off the hook. Avach shubo, it's l'kibit av'eim. When it comes to kibit av'eim, it doesn't say mehoincha. kabed es avicha v'asimecha. Whether you have it, ben sheyesh l'chahoin, ben she'en l'chahoin, kabed es avicha v'asimecha, v'afilu ato misaviv al apsocha. Even if it means you have to knock on people's doors. Says the Olyur Rabbo and the Olyur Satomer, it's Mefurish in Yerushalmi, that when it comes to kabed es Hashem, it's only mehoincha. You don't have to be misaviv al apsocha. But when it comes to kibbut of aim, over there it doesn't say mehoincha. There you have to be misaviv al apsocha. So it's Mefurish Yerushalmi. B'zok the bir halacha. Let's go through the Yerushalmi a little bit more slowly. And let's be medayik l'shoyne azov shalei Yerushalmi. This one excerpt. Va'oise sukkah v'lulah v'shoifer v'tvelah v'tzutzes. Freak the bir halacha. Va'oise sukkah v'lulah v'shoifer v'tvelah v'tzutzes. It's not va'oise. It's v'yoyshev b'sukkah. V'noite lulav. V'taykeya shoifer. The koshet fill in the loyvish tzitzis. What does it mean? Va'oisa. Zok to Yerushalmi. Zok to be Allah. I'll tell you what it means. It's the Yerushalmi l'shitasa. This Yerushalmi, which is in the first parak of Masechtas Peya, is l'shitasa to the other Yerushalmi, which is in the ninth parak in Masechtas Brachos that Tosis quotes in Shas, that Tosis quotes in Sukkah Mem Vav and Menachas Mem Beis, and that is that the asiyas hamitzvah zeichach chashivos, and you make a brach on the asiyas hamitzvah, but it's not like the mitzvah itself. It's still a hechsher mitzvah, says the Bir Halacha. It's still a hechsher mitzvah, and being that it's still a hechsher mitzvah, it's for that reason you don't have to be mechazer al apsachim. So if I can either borrow someone's tzitzis, let's say, or I can make my own tzitzis, but to make my own tzitzis, I'm going to have to knock on somebody's door after you mechazer al apsachim. Kabres Hashem mehoincha. But avada, when it comes to the mitzvah itself, there's no limitation of mehoincha. Avada, you have to be mechazer al apsachim. If you have to be mechazer al apsachim for Ner Chanukah and for Dalet Koisis and for Ner Shabbos, certainly you have to be mechazer al apsachim for tefillin and mezuzah and lulav and sukkah. There's nothing to talk about. Yerushalmi, aval oisa. It's the Yerushalmi l'shitasai that asiya is a chashivus. You make a bracha on asiya. So kedai to chamin, it should be different. So says the Bir Halacha. He believes that the raya from the Yerushalmi is not a raya, and there's nothing to talk about. Yid has to be mechazal apsachim. There's a lot more to talk about on this Rashi. We'll have to pick it up another day.